Lesson 61. Subjunctive of the verb to be. King. The verb to be has two subjunctives. We can either use the past simple tense and say, if I was, if you were, if he was, if we were, if you were, if they were. Or we can use were for all persons and say, if I were, if you were, if he were, etc. The second form is perhaps more common. What are the two subjunctives of the verb to be?
The two subjunctives of the verb to be are if I was and if I were.
Which form of these two subjunctives is perhaps more common?
The second form of these two subjunctives, if I were, is perhaps more common.
If you were a millionaire, where would you live?
If I were a millionaire, I would live in the south of France.
If I were you, which language would I speak?
If you were me, you would speak Italian.
If you were a king, what would your wife be called?
If I were a king, my wife would be called a queen.
If there weren't a light in this room, would we be able to see well when it got dark?
No, if there weren't a light in this room, we wouldn't be able to see well when it got dark, but we would see badly.
If there weren't any food in the world, would we all die?
Yes, if there weren't any food in the world, we would all die.
If you weren't you, who would you like to be?
If I weren't me, I would like to be a film star.
Win football pools. What's another opposite of the word lose besides the word find?
Another opposite of the word lose besides the word find is the word win.
Does your town usually win at football?
Yes, my town usually wins at football. Or no, my town doesn't usually win at football.
Do you do the football pools?
Yes, I do the football pools. Or no, I don't do the football pools.
Do you ever win?
No, I never win.
What kind of things do people generally do when they win a lot of money?
When people win a lot of money, they generally stop working, buy a large house, etc.
Useful, useless, possess. Is this pen useless?
No, this pen isn't useless, but it's useful.
What do we do with useless things?
We throw useless things away.
What's the most useful thing you possess?
Whilst I am at school, the most useful thing I possess is my pen.
Do you think that what you're learning now will be useful to you later on in life?
Yes, I think that what I'm learning now will be useful to me later on in life.
Why?
Because it will help me get work and speak to people from other countries.
Contraction of the conditional. As with, so with, contract. I'd, you'd, he'd, she'd, it'd, we'd, you'd, they'd. As with the future tense, so with the conditional tense, we use contractions in conversation and say, I'd, you'd, he'd, she'd, it'd, we'd, you'd, they'd. What's the contraction of I would?
The contraction of I would is I'd.
If you went to the cinema this evening, which film would you see?
If I went to the cinema this evening, I'd see a crime film.
If I were you, which language would I speak?
If you were me, you'd speak Italian.
If a flower had no water, would it die?
Yes, if a flower had no water, it'd die.
Contraction of the conditional with other words. Booked, lessened, whatted, who'd, which'd. As with the future, so with the conditional, we can contract the conditional with almost any word. For example, the book would becomes the booked, who would becomes who'd, etc. What's the contraction of bookwood, lessonwood, whowood, whatwood, whichwood?
The contraction of bookwood is booked. Lessonwood, lessoned. Whowood, who'd. Whatwood, whatted. Whichwood, whiched.
If you were a king, what'd your wife be called?
If I were a king, my wife'd be called a queen.
If you lost your way in a large city, who'd you ask?
If I lost my way in a large city, I'd ask a policeman.
If today were Sunday, what'd tomorrow be?
If today were Sunday, tomorrow'd be Monday.
Fault, faultless, nature. Everybody has some small faults in their nature. Do you know what your faults are, or do you think you're faultless?
Yes, I know what my faults are.
If a pupil makes a mistake in his dictation, is it usually his fault or the fault of the teacher?
If a pupil makes a mistake in his dictation, it's usually his fault, but it could sometimes be the fault of the teacher.
Okay, all right. In conversation, we often say, okay. But in writing, we ought to use the words all right instead. When do we use okay, and when do we use the words all right?
We use okay in conversation and all right in writing.
Compare, comparison. Can we compare Michelangelo with Napoleon?
No, we can't compare Michelangelo with Napoleon.
Why not?
Because they are, or were, two completely different kinds of people who did different work from each other.
What must two people or things have if we want to make a comparison between them?
If we want to make a comparison between two people or things, the two people or things must have something in common.
Ice. What do we use ice for?
We use ice for putting in drinks to cool them, etc.
Pour. What am I doing?
You're pouring wine from a bottle into a glass.
Unite. Do you think that all the countries of the world will unite one day?
Yes, I think that all the countries of the world will unite one day. Or, no, I don't think that all the countries of the world will unite one day.
Even. Give me a sentence with even in it.
I even had to give him some money for a coffee. Or, I even had enough time for a meal before leaving. Or, Mr. Brown speaks Russian, German, French, and even Chinese. Or, it's very simple, even children can understand it.
Mix, mixture. Do we generally mix sugar with potatoes?
No, we don't generally mix sugar with potatoes.
Do you think a mixture of tea and coffee would make a pleasant drink?
No, I don't think a mixture of tea and coffee would make a pleasant drink, but it would make an unpleasant drink.
Take by surprise.